Hurricane Charley is pounding the Gulf Coast of Florida. The storm is big and it's dangerous, and almost 2 million people have been urged to get out of its way. Charley came ashore as a Category 4 hurricane with winds of 145 miles per hour, and water from the Gulf of Mexico is surging up to 20 feet high. President Bush has already declared the affected region a federal disaster area. Ryan Warner is with member station WGCU in Fort Myers. And Ryan, I think you're right near where Hurricane Charley came ashore. Is that right?
That's right. It came ashore about 4 o'clock Eastern near Charlotte Harbor. It's now making its way across the state inland, and it's expected to arrive in the Orlando area between 9 and 11 o'clock. By that point, it'll probably be a bit of a weaker storm, but still a Category 2 hurricane. What we understand, Melissa, is that it's moving across the state at a fairly fast clip, and that means that it's maintaining some of its force, and the effects of it could be rather drastic inland as well, not just along the coastlines.
Well, what do you see outside where you are there in Fort Myers on the coast?
Well, this really has been our first opportunity to see what it's left behind as it's gone inland. Lots of fallen trees, uprooted trees, fallen power lines, power outages all across this area of southwest Florida as well. In Arcadia, which is a community that's in inland Florida, the Turner Civic Center, the roof came off of the building there. It was a shelter for about 1,200 people. Fortunately, no injuries reported, but it is a testament to the strength of these storms. We've also had reports of tornadoes associated with this hurricane and reports of roofs being ripped off homes all along the coastline as well.
At this point, I know it's still early, but have there been any reports of injuries or fatalities?
You know, we just got into our newsroom one fatality that's being blamed on the storm on the highway on I-75. Authorities are attributing a traffic death there in Sarasota County. That's when a car veered off the road and hit a tree. That's the only one we've seen so far in terms of fatalities or injuries. But again, over the next several hours, southwest Florida will sort of start to assess what has gone on. There is still a sense of shock here, I think, and relief that the brunt is over, at least for the coastal regions, but again, still affecting inland Florida and will throughout the evening.
Did most of the people where you are, Ryan, did they heed the evacuation order, or did some try to ride it out?
I would say so. There were a few stragglers, and we saw images of people even surfing on the Gulf up until several hours before the storm arrived. But I would say mostly they did heed the warnings, especially on the barrier islands like Sanibel and Captiva, which are very low and prone to flooding. We heard that local shelters were filled and that, in fact, they had to open others to accommodate the mass of humanity that were looking to go to higher ground and indeed heed those warnings.
And very briefly, Ryan, I know there are some damage assessments or estimates already. How long before authorities might know how much damage has been done?
Not quite sure. We do know that the governor, Jeb Bush, and the chief financial officer of Florida are due in southwest Florida tomorrow. They're going to assess the damage for themselves. Earlier today, the governor was saying it could be as high as $15 billion for the entire state. It's obviously a figure that's very much in flux, but $15 billion was an early estimate.
Ryan, thanks very much.
Pleasure to be with you.
Ryan Warner of member station WGCU in Fort Myers, Florida, talking about Hurricane Charley, which has pounded Florida's coast and is moving inland across the state.